instruments were spread out. "I need something else," she said. She put the butter knife in a stainless steel sink, where a running faucet kept the water level to the overflow drain. She then moved her hand to the left of the sink and across the display of sterilized tools until she chose a long, slender pick. She went back to work with her hands in the hollow of the victim's torso. All the organs and intestines had been removed, weighed, and bagged, leaving just the husk formed by the upturned ribs. She went up on her toes again and used her upper body strength and the steel pick to finally pop the bullet loose from the spinal column. Bosch heard it rattle inside the rib cage. "Got it." She pulled her arms out of the hollow, put down the pick, and sprayed the forceps with the hose attached to the table. She then held the instrument up to examine her find. She tapped the floor button for the recorder with her foot and went on the record. "A projectile was removed from the anterior T12 vertebra. It is in damaged condition with severe flattening. I will photograph it and mark it with my initials before turning it over to Detective Hieronymus Bosch with the open, unsolved unit of the Los Angeles Police Department." She tapped the recorder button with her foot again, and they were off the record. She smiled at him through her plastic screen. "Sorry, Harry. You know me. A stickler for formalities. I didn't think you'd even remember." He and Corazon had once had a brief romance, but that was a long time ago, and very few people knew his real full name. "Of course I would," she said in mock protest. She took the bullet over to the counter, where she photographed it and then marked it with an indelible black pen. Bosch was ready with a small plastic evidence bag, and she dropped it in. He then marked the bag with both of their initials, a chain of custody routine. He studied the misshaped projectile through the plastic. Despite the damage, he believed it was a .308 caliber bullet, which would mean it had been fired by a rifle. If so, that would be a significant new piece of information in the case. "Will you stay for the rest, or was that all you wanted?"
"I think I should probably get this going. I've got a lot of eyes on this case."
"Right. Well, then I'll just finish up by myself. What happened to your partner, anyway? Wasn't she here with you in the hall?"
"She had to make a call."
"Did you tell her about us?"
"No, Teresa. You know I don't talk about stuff like that." She nodded.
"You never did. You're a man who keeps his secrets." He pushed things back on subject.
"You're not seeing anything different from what the hospital is reporting, right?"
"No, nothing different here. Sepsis, blood poisoning, to use the more common phrase. Put that in your press release."
"And you have no trouble linking this back to the shooting? You could testify to that?" She was nodding before Bosch was finished speaking.
"Mr. Merced died because of blood poisoning, but I am listing cause of death as homicide. This was a 10-year murder, Harry, and I will gladly testify to that. I hope that bullet helps you find the killer."
Bosch nodded and closed his hand around the plastic bag containing the bullet.
"I hope so, too," he said.
2.
Bosch took the elevator up to the ground floor. In the past few years, the county had spent $30 million renovating the coroner's office, but the elevators moved just as slowly as ever. He found Lucia Soto on the back loading dock, leaning against an empty gurney and looking at her phone. She was short, well-proportioned, and 110 pounds at the most. She wore the kind of stylish suit that was in vogue with female detectives. It let her keep a gun on her hip instead of in a purse.
"Got it," Bosch said.
He held up the evidence bag containing the bullet. Soto took it and studied the bullet through the plastic for a moment.
"It's big," Soto said.
"And long," Bosch said.
"I'm thinking we're looking for a rifle."
"It looks like it's in pretty bad shape," Soto said.
"Mushroomed."
She handed the bag back, and Bosch put it in his coat pocket.
"There's enough there for a comparison, I think," he said.
"Enough for us to get lucky." He started moving, and Soto followed, falling in a step behind him. He headed to the steps at the end of the dock. It was a shortcut to the visitor parking lot.
"Where do we go?" she asked.
"We get the slug over to firearms," Bosch said. "Then we go pick up the file and evidence at Hollenbeck. We take it from there."
"Okay."
They went down the steps and started crossing the employee parking lot. The visitor lot was on the side of the building.
"Did you make